This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is Essendon Fridays on Joy 94.9, and you are with Simon and Michael for another festive, exciting, wonderful, extraordinary Friday evening. Hello, Simon. How are you there?
I'm well. And yourself?
Look, I'm good. I'm good. We have a very big show tonight. We have lots of things to do.
We've packed it in, haven't we?
We are London-centric. Now, granted, the whole Olympic thing-o doesn't really start until next week. Oh, God.
I've come prepared with tunes. Remember this was the theme song for English muffins?
I remember that. And you have like the little muffins where like walking.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember that. That was magic times. Mm. So I should be standing at this point in time.
It feels very Elizabethan here at the moment, doesn't it?
I feel like I should be wearing a frilly collar.
Yes.
You know, just to feel like I'm part of the event.
Yes.
Britannia, rule Britannia.
I know.
But good old Britannia will be showing off next week because the Olympics start next week. There's some football and stuff happening before the big shebang of opening ceremony on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd get in a bit early rather than, you know, be with all the plebs celebrating next week instead. So tonight it's all very London, it's all very England, it's all very Olympics.
It is.
We've got heaps of things happening. We've got a lot of fun music. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's nice.
Whenever I think of this song, it reminds me of Hyacinth Bouquet.
Oh, yes.
Singing Britannia.
Oh.
Britannia.
Now, there's a show for radio. That'd be good one for radio.
That'd be good.
She'd enjoy that, I reckon.
What we do need to do is say a big thanks to David and Sue for grossing us out with the content of their show.
Yes, as always.
So nobody would be going to the bathroom without thinking of David and Sue now.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Etched in our minds.
Etched and on walls all around Australia. And the world. And thank you to Maddie for the news as well.
Joy 94.9.
This is Essendon Fridays with Simon and Michael. And that was A Crazy Little Thing Called Love by the British that is the British of Queen. You know that you have a good British band when you actually name it after the person who's in charge of the country.
Exactly.
You know. You don't
like the band Julia here.
That's it's sort of close. I think it's not quite.
Five redheads in a girl group.
I think that'd be great.
Oh, it'd be horrific.
It'd be great fun.
Could you imagine?
It'd be like a box of matches. It'd go off.
And they could call them the redheads. The sponsorship deal's already there.
There we go. We're set. Imagine the billboards for those.
They'd be playing all the RSLs around Melbourne.
It'd be excellent.
Where would be RSL?
Yeah. that's their big one. That's
Frankston,
the big one.
Frankston. Oh, yeah, Frankston. There's always a tribute show going on down at Frankston RSL.
Oh, yeah. Any of the seaside, the coastal RSLs.
Speaking of which, apparently there was a poster up in Altona. Peter Allen's coming to Altona.
Really?
Yes, it says that.
He's being wheeled out, is he?
It says Peter Allen is coming to Altona.
Wow. Mm. And when will he be coming to Altona?
Sometime to do A Boy From Oz, apparently.
Oh, okay. Good. Mm. Excellent. Mm. So good to say that Peter is back.
back in business.
There's the exclusive. Peter Allen is back on tour.
Speaking about who isn't touring.
Oh, yes.
That broke this week was that Madonna won't be touring Australia.
Uh-uh.
Now, I don't know what other people think about this, but my thoughts on it are that, you know, you've ignored us for long enough, and mm-hmm. people were really patriotic to Madonna over Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Right? And everyone's like, oh, no, you know, she's great. She's been doing it for so long and blah, blah, blah. And even the biggest hardcore Madonna fans that I know have all turned.
Oh, as soon as I saw the breaking tweets coming through, I knew I was already steeling myself for absolute. I reckon there could have been rallies in the street if we weren't careful.
That's right.
It caused me the need to know my emergency numbers and who to call first. Because it really is. It's one of those things that she hasn't been here for so long and for some reason, again, still does not want to come here.
Mm.
And now, there's a number of reasons. People are saying why. You know, people are saying in the first week or, you know, the first number of her concert shoot, it's already made... millions and millions and millions times 10 of dollars. So why come here? Because she's already recouped her costs. But, you know, it's disappointing.
Look, I can understand if it was someone like Britney Spears not coming back after the belting that she got by the media for her lip syncing.
Oh, and the audience.
And the audience. That's right. Yes, which I was one of them. Mm-mm. I was there cheering her on. But,
on you.
Oh, look, she put on a good show. But when you know that they're miming, it just doesn't. Oh, it does nothing.
That's right, exactly. Mm. You know that they're only just sort of going through the motions and they've set their thing and they know what they're going to do.
And you sit there thinking, I could get halfway to Bali for the cost of this ticket.
Exactly right. But here I am with Britney.
That's right.
On tape.
That's right.
It's like a sing-along at home, really, isn't it? You know, standing in front of the telly with
a
hairbrush.
A little bouncing ball on the video screen.
Exactly right. That's the same thing, really. Joy 94.9, this is S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And can I just say, speaking of blur, there's been a blur of activity on social media.
Which,
by the way, you can follow us if you go to joy.org.au/SM Fridays and just follow us through. But there's been a blur of messages galore on various sites about another tremor in Melbourne. Now, I feel as I'm a journalist at this particular point in time and I'm reporting
Sandra.
Thank you. I'm reporting on people's news that they
live
have reported back. I sound like a media site at the moment. We didn't feel it here, so we'd love to know how far it got. Apparently, it's got quite far around in Melbourne.
Mm.
So let us know, because we don't feel it here.
We're 9 stories up. Now, that concerns me a little.
Well, nothing moves, so that's a good thing.
There's nothing quite like, and that'd be my luck.
What?
I'm going to die in a falling building on a Friday afternoon or evening.
Just
as my weekend's about to begin. But not at the start of my working week.
No, I know.
That I'm okay with on a Friday evening.
Well,
that
happens.
That's how I'm going to go.
You get more sympathy. It's better that way. Thank you to Donna, who sent an SMS to 0427JOY949, who told us that there are so many great UK artists. There's Queen, Eurythmics, Blur, Portishead, The Cure, David Bowie. And she did say that she's showing her age, but even young people and old people know both new and old artists.
Mm.
So there's nothing ageist or age... related about that at all.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm on the same page as you, Donna. And going through to work out the music for tonight,
yes.
I was looking at people like Queen and Eurythmics, Blur especially, and also Portishead.
Yep.
Now, unfortunately, with the tag of our show, it does say dance music. So Portishead I couldn't put in there, but I was a massive fan of Portishead, especially when they brought out their first album.
Yep.
Second album was fantastic as well. Third, I wasn't as much of a fan of.
Yeah, yeah.
But the lead singer came out and did Harvest at Werribee
Mansion.
I was going to say Plaza then. Werribee Mansion.
That would have been a big concert, wouldn't it?
It would have been.
On centre stage.
and rave reviews, absolute rave reviews. So that is something which is coming back again.
Mm.
And we might have a chat to some organisers of that. Further on down the track, closer to the event.
Yes.
But just such an amazing new festival which has come out. And speaking of festivals, you know, Big Day Out just released their lineup this week. And one thing I find a bit bizarre about Big Day Out is that they haven't sold out in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally it is sell out within microseconds of it going on sale.
Yes.
Now, I just think that they're losing their rock edge. They've got Red Hot Chili Peppers and a couple of other people who have had a hit, and that's it. But they're bringing out Bloody Beetroots and some big-name dance acts. And I sort of think maybe they're looking at guys like Stereosonic and Future Music and all of that and going, okay, that's where the money is, because these guys sell 20,000 tickets out pretty quickly.
Yes.
So, you know, I think it's a bit of a downer for Big Day Out. I think they really need to get back to their rock roots.
The thing is, you know, if they did do that, though, would they be able to survive?
Look, I think they would. And in the days where they had people like Marilyn Manson and Hole and Bjork and stuff coming out, they were the people that people wanted to see. And I think that we've got so many other fantastic rock acts out there now, like people like the Black Keys and you know, there's so many great emerging rock acts which are sort of changing the face of rock, but would be fantastic in that sort of a situation. So
it's all about the young people.
But back to swings and roundabouts. Back to Werribee Plaza Festival, where the festival in Werribee.
Yes,
they've actually got some fantastic rock acts out. So I looked at the lineup for that, and I thought I'd actually rather go to that than I would go to Big Day Out.
Mm.
So
that's a big call.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've had a message in, and somebody's going, at last felt a quake in Port Melbourne.
I felt the last one. I was the only. The best thing was, if you're listening at that week, we all got together on our balconies to have a bit of a chat about it across buildings,
scantily clad.
On the walk up today to the up into the city, there was a man in just his little board shorts on the balcony of his house.
It's winter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this man tanned, toned.
Okay, if I had a body like that, I'd be in boardies.
It was magic. I've never seen it before, but it's another reason why I love living.
Is that
where
why you
I
were
live.
Late?
I wasn't late. I would have stared. I would have stared, but then he was a bit too close to me for me to be staring at him without me getting in trouble. So I decided not to.
Joy 94.9.
This is SNM Fridays with Simon and Michael. And I think we're just sort of just trying to deal with this whole shaking business at the moment. My brain's going from side to side. You know how when you get jelly and you put it in a container and then you shake the container and just the jelly slides from bit side to side and just gets all mushy and
you
yucky.
You wouldn't be a primary school sloppy. Teacher at all, would you?
No. Me? Really? No.
I can't say I've ever done that.
Oh, it's good fun. Mm. And then you shake it for a while and it has that sloppy sound and then it starts to disintegrate a bit. And I know you're looking at me with a look on your face of total disgust, but it's not what I meant. And that's not very nice of you to say that about me.
I didn't say anything.
No, exactly. No,
I just implied something.
No, your eyes did, and that's all that matters. However, All Right by Supergrass was just played. And as we thought, Donna does love it, as do does the CD player. So thank you, Donna. Now, I've got no idea why you're just looking at me like that.
and mouthing the words Natalie Gauchy.
Oh, Natalie Gauchy. Oh, I enjoy talking to Natalie Gauchy this week.
A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Now, she gave us a call from London.
She did.
She's in
the place at the moment. She's Australian, but she's currently in the place of England.
Yes.
So she fits in nicely with the whole British theme of tonight. So it's very good. Oh, hang on. Standing up. Oh, there should be God Save the Queen. Should have God Save the Queen
I
going.
I wonder how many times we're going to have to hear this in the next month.
No, this is not the anthem, though. This is just Rule Britannia. You have to do God Save the Queen. Oh, we'll get Barlow to sing it later on.
Gary Barlow.
Yeah, yeah, he'll sing it. Because he loved the Jubilee. Jubileeness.
He did. Mm. Did you watch the Jubilee?
I didn't watch the Jubble.
No, neither did I. All right, well, no. We can't talk about that.
No, we can't.
What we can talk about, though, is Natalie Gauchy. So Natalie gave us a call to chat about Tune In Tokyo,
yes.
Her new band.
Which is in Japan. Totally different place to England or Australia. but nothing to do with Tokyo.
That's right. So here is part one of our chat with Natalie Gauchy.
On tonight's show, Michael and I are joined by the winner of Australian Idol 2007 and one of this country's best dance music producers. Together they make the group Tune In Tokyo. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Natalie Gauchy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really, really well. Really good, thanks.
I believe you're in London at the moment.
Yeah. Really sunny, amazing London. No, it's actually amazing. It's just raining a lot lately.
Okay,
it's raining so much that the butterflies are drowning.
What are you up to?
I know.
I'm
just about to release some jazz music, actually. So I'm just working on I'm releasing my album over here and in Australia.
We know you from your track Dreamer from Tune In Tokyo.
Yes.
How did the birth of Tune In Tokyo actually come about?
Okay. Well, Tune In Tokyo or the whole thing?
Oh, a bit of both.
Okay. Well, Tune In Tokyo, the name, comes from actually a movie. You know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Have you seen that?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember the part where, I mean, it's 80s, so it's like, you know, going back a bit now, but where one of the guys is like, talking to the girl and he's got his hands, like he's almost like touching her boobs, but he's like doing this thing and he's like, tune in Tokyo, and he's like tuning in to some kind of radio signal or something. And she's just like, what are you doing? And he's just like making this joke just so he can, you know, get closer to her boobs. And when you're a kid and you're watching it, it's really funny because it's one of those things that you just rewind and rewind, if, you know, back in VHS days. I don't know how I came up with that name. I just thought about it, and Paul and I talked about all different kinds of names, but then, I don't know, we all agreed on that. The label liked it. And the funniest thing about it is that when you abbreviate it, it's tit, and I didn't even think of that. Like, I didn't even know. And Paul sent me this email, and he's just like, tit as the subject. I'm like, what's that? And he's like, Nat, you're a bit slow.
Well, that works in your favour then.
Yeah. Do you like tits?
Well, it's quite an interesting acronym to have, especially as you've gone about the transition from being a vocalist, you know, like a pop sort of sound, now to more of a club sound. Is there much of a difference between the two?
I think there definitely is, and it always helps to have amazing remixes. So we've been really, really privileged to have, you know, Denzel Park, Dallas K, Bobby Vanna, like all these amazing, amazing remix producers, because we've been able to transcend from being a pop electro song to having amazing club remixes out there for people for the DJs to play in the nightclub. So it's really done well in our favour, actually.
And has some of that also come from your foray into the Melbourne gay scene?
I don't know, to be honest. I think, I don't know. Actually, I really don't know. I think that when it comes to that, it's like we just make music, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think it just transcends over to different people in different demographics.
Now, back onto the topic of remixes, you guys not only have some really solid radio and club edits of your own, but with names like you touched on before, like Denzel Park and Bobby Vanna, and my favourite of yours is the Dreamer remix done by Javi Moore. How
do you me too.
Yeah, it's really cool, isn't it? How do you choose remix to remix your original work?
Basically, we've been, One Love and Sony have been amazing. They choose our remixes, and Paul Brandoli has a lot to do with that side of things as well. So I'm more like the singer-songwriter, melodic person. and then Paul and One Love work on the remixes and stuff, yeah.
Now, did you guys feel any pressure following up on the success of Dreamer?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. We worked really hard on the second single, and Paul's really good because he's like, he wants the best. And he just, like, he will work his to the bone to make sure that the song is, like, the best that we can make it. And we need to feel it. Like, after we're happy with it and we feel it and we get that tingle in the back of our spine from our own song, that's when we know that other people will be able to feel it as well. It has to be genuine. It has to be real. And that's how we come up with the songs.
Okay. Now, what's on the horizon for you guys? You just released Ray of Love. What's coming after that?
Well, we were planning on doing an album, and we've got a third single coming out. It's just because I'm in London at the moment working on just on my solo stuff. We've had to put it just a little bit back. I think Paul's coming overseas next month, so hopefully we can keep writing and continue on this project, because we're getting so much amazing good feedback. And the more we get this and the more success Ray of Love has, the more we have more time and money to write and do more things together. So you just go with the flow, I guess, and yeah, it's all good.
Now, I read today that you told a newspaper that you developed your look from hanging out in Melbourne's gay scene.
Oh my God, everybody's saying, asking me that.
Is that true?
Okay, the truth comes out. Okay, I'm going to tell the truth, all right?
Okay.
Basically, when Paul and I met, I personally was going to a lot of gay clubs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I was enjoying the music scene, the dance music scene, like I'd never had before. It was like a new introduction to my, you know, to my life. I was just having so much fun and partying a lot, you know. And at that time, I happened to meet Paul, but I didn't meet him in a gay club. I met him like totally in studio through a friend who worked for PR, for global PR. So it was all like industry kind of standard stuff. And it just so happened that at the time I was going to a lot of gay clubs. Does that make sense?
Excellent. Well, it sounds like that's been taken out of context from that said newspaper.
I think it's my fault though, because when I said it, it kind of came out wrong. Like it came out in a way that, you know, when you do an interview, you only get one opportunity to explain yourself. And and that's what they steal. They steal the gay club and then they put it together and then it's associated. So that's how that happened. So it is partly my fault. But we can blame the media for sure. Just do it.
All right, Natalie, it's been an absolute pleasure to be able to chat with you about Tune In Tokyo and about what you're doing in London. Now, we would love to have you guys in the studio when you're in town next.
Okay.
Would you come in and help co-host the show?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right, we'd really enjoy that.
Okay, that would be great. All right, well, I'll be back in a few months, so I hope that's like, that could be cool. I'd love that.
We'll get the chair warm.
Okay, all right, done.
Joy 94.9. Joy.
It is 4 minutes past eight and currently 12 degrees in Melbourne. Good evening. I'm Michael with your SNM Friday's News of the Week. An American man has written his own obituary in order to confess all of his little life secrets. Val Patterson died earlier this week, aged 59, leaving the Salt Lake Tribune with his own obituary. Patterson announced to the world that he stole a safe in 1971 and plugged up a geyser by rolling rocks into it. He also shared that he was banned for life at Disneyland and SeaWorld. However, the biggest secret he revealed was that he didn't actually receive his PhD. Patterson explained how the alleged mix-up occurred, saying that the person working at the university's payment desk put his loan receipt in the wrong stack and he received a diploma in the mail 2 weeks later. He noted, "I didn't even graduate. I only had about 3 years of college credit. In fact, I never did even learn what the letters PhD even stood for." Patterson was also modest about his achievements, writing, "For all of the electronic engineers I've worked with, I'm sorry. But you have to admit my designs always worked very well and were well engineered, and I always made you laugh at work." Sausages have caused chaos in Berlin recently, with a family fight going all the way to court. This week, Mario Zvergogl partly won a challenge against his mother to open a fast food restaurant serving currywurst, a pork sausage dish fried and covered with ketchup and curry powder. The issue was that his restaurant was close to his family's restaurant, which was the first to introduce currywurst to East Berlin in 1960. Zvergogl's mother sued him because he wanted to add the byline of "since 1960" to his restaurant name, but wasn't even alive in 1960. On Tuesday, the local court ruled that Zvergogl could keep the first part of the name, but had to drop the "since 1960" byline. In court, his mother announced that he would not be inheriting the family's riches and gave ownership to her daughter. The family's lawyer suggested that in the end, it will be for the clients to decide whose currywurst tastes better. And finally, parking in a German town has become easier for women, thanks to local authorities. The mayor of Triberg, Gala Strobel, has announced an allocated easy parking spaces for women in the town's new car park. 10 spots have been marked with a female symbol after being made wider and easier to access. Strobel has allocated specific spots for women after stating that men are better at parking than women. Men should not be worried, though. The 58-year-old mayor has defended his decision as not being sexist because there are also 2 men-only spots, which are close to pillars and can only be reversed into.
Joy
94.9. Joy 94.9. This is SNM Fridays with Simon and Michael. And interesting one-night stands. Speaking of one-night stands...
Oh, we could have a whole show on this.
There could be a whole show. Some of it would be very borderline litigious, however, so we won't go there. But there's been some uproar. Speaking of the Olympics coming up next week, there's been some drama and more drama with various Australian athletes and either transport to the Games or the accommodation when they get there. So this week there's been people have been up in arms about the fact that the male basketball team has been given business class tickets to get to London.
Wow, fancy.
Whereas the female basketball team has got economy tickets.
Could you imagine being a... Oh, thanks, tram.
Thank you.
The tram doesn't agree.
No. It's all economy on the
could
tram.
Could you imagine being... Like, look, I'm 6 foot two.
Yeah.
Now, I'm probably on the shorter side of a female basketballer.
Correct, yes.
Now, I struggle in economy, mm-hmm. being 6 foot two. Mm-hmm. 6 foot two is sort of the borderline, the cutoff. You know, you can fit in there. Yeah, you're comfortable there for an hour.
Yeah.
But anything more than that, London?
No.
So, yeah, look, I think that's quite... bizarre, and I don't know whether height had an issue with it, because I'm probably going to be quite sexist here,
yes.
But I would assume mm-hmm. that the male basketballers are slightly taller than the females.
I would assume that as well, yes. Mm. I reckon they would be a bit taller.
Mm.
But then people are saying, you know, economy, blah, 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 blah. Look, and maybe they just made a mistake, or perhaps... It was on purpose, where they wanted the men to have a bit more luxury in the plane than the women. Maybe they thought the women could deal with it. You know, it's sort of a preparation, you know, trying to toughen up. Who knows? Who knows? You know, because the men are too soft. They need to, you know, they need to be pampered. Mm. I have no idea. It's been a dramatic week in the terms of travel to the Olympics. Luckily, they're not taking the train. Because do you know what? Speaking of the train, the Olympic committee have shortened the length of the opening ceremony by half an hour, so that people can actually get home by train.
Wow.
From the ceremony.
God. That's insane.
Yeah. It'd be like here, if we were to have a football match, and it doesn't go over time. In fact, they actually finish it half an hour earlier, just so they can empty the MCG of everyone in time for the trains to get back home in time.
Wow. Good old Jollymont Station to be packed, wouldn't it?
It would be, wouldn't it? But that's what they're doing in London.
Wow.
They're basing all around the trains. I understand. Wow.
And aren't the taxis on strike at the moment?
Oh, there's some drama about them as well.
Everybody's striking. I should strike.
You should. Go and strike. Stop making stuff.
Come and join a certain warehouse in Somerville.
That's right. Yes. Nothing going in, nothing coming out. And that's how it should be. But and so it's been
sounds a, like usual Saturday night.
I don't like sharing these things on the radio. But it's so there's a lot of things happening with males, females, things going on. And then we've had in the past, in the last couple of weeks, we've had the drama with the accommodation, with, you know, if the married couples can be together in the village.
Yeah.
It's craziness. It's absolute craziness. It's probably worse than a soapy. They probably could make a soapy out of the whole lead up to the Olympics.
Oh, they could.
And would probably rate better than the Shire, I'd imagine.
Oh, look, don't get me started on that.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael.
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, Simon. Yes, indeed.
Now, we are going to have a bit of a chat about... about Pixie Lott, who just gave us that wonderful track, All About Tonight.
She did.
And she's not all about feminine hygiene,
no,
is she?
She's not.
As we read before.
No, she has been out of a night, and there has been a big uproar about...
Keep going.
Sorry. there's been a big uproar about Pixie's... use of shaving equipment to keep herself looking feminine.
Now, surely she has a manager.
Yes.
Or imagine. Somebody who can tell her
yes.
that she has something growing from under her arms.
Correct, yes.
Mm. A beard under her arms.
I would imagine that as a pixie, I would imagine her to be wearing sparkly shoes, a sparkly dress,
mm-hmm.
and
wings, yeah,
and like glitter under her arms.
Oh yes, yes,
yeah.
Not some sort of female representative of the bear community down at the Laird.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. So there's been.
I imagine her in her leather chaps.
Oh, hello.
Rocking it down in Abbotsford.
I'd love that, I reckon. I've a couple of days. You have to wait a couple of
days. I wonder whether, and this is going to be very naive of me.
Okay.
You know how there's those comments that do come out.
Yeah.
I'll probably regret this one as well.
Okay.
But Are there female members of the bear community?
I've got no idea. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I've never thought about it before.
No, I haven't either. There hasn't been one of mine.
As you can probably tell, I don't frequent that community.
Mm.
But are there female members of the bear community?
Or a similar type of...
Yeah, subculture.
Yeah. But I think there's the biggest thing, though, has been that Pixie has taken up a huge page, chunk of a page of Melbourne's free newspaper of an evening. Her picture was plastered over like half a page, and that's quite a large
image.
That's
what you want, isn't it? Right on the other side of the world, people are talking about what's growing under your arms.
Exactly. So a lesson for Pixie is to ensure that if she's wearing a dress that shows things off, like an armpit, best thing is to shave things off.
That sounds like some sort of a motto. If you're showing it off, shave it off.
There's a T-shirt. Something we could record for a Joy community service announcement.
Indeed.
We are working too hard. Joy 94.9. We're clapping away furiously on SM Fridays. And thankfully, we've had... Before the Ting Tings decided to ask us to clap our hands because we are working too hard, we put the call out for some help with... We wanted to know if you knew about female bears or the corresponding...
Stereotype
subculture. And thankfully, you do know something about them. Enough for us to be entertained anyway. And thank you to Julian, who has shared some interesting information about bears.
Yes. Now, he says, "Hello, darling. I have some information about the female bear community. My sister does not necessarily identify as a member of the bear community. However, she has not seen the right end of a razor for the better part of 15 years. If anyone was to be considered a female bear, it would be her. Her nickname within the family is Jungle Bum. Probably has something to do with it as well. Thanks, Julian." That was awesome. We really enjoyed that. Now, we've also had another message in... "Sure, there's a female in the bear community. Her name's Goldilocks from Christian in Footscray."
Nice work.
"And evening, boys, would the lesbian equivalent of a bear be a lipstick dyke? After all, it's about the apparent opposite of the stereotype. Cheers from Chris."
Now, that's actually quite an interesting, thought-provoking question. It is very deep. Mm. And would it be? Would you have, because there is that whole...
You change your name to D&M Fridays.
I know. We could have like a whole segment where you call in and we solve your problems for you. Mm. Because the bear in the gay male community is that...
The opposite's
like that young, you know, like toned, boyish type.
Mm.
So you've got then... So, yeah, well... Would it be but then are women... How are women seen then? How are lesbians seen as...
This reminds me of something.
Yeah.
Is the glass half full or half empty?
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. Like, do we see... If society sees gay males as these twinky things, which I'm certainly nowhere near, and then the opposite is the bear, then how does society see lesbians? And then what would the opposite be to that?
Mm.
Ooh, I think thesis.
Chris has hit the nail on the head. Ooh. It is a thesis just waiting to be written, isn't it?
There's a thesis. It's a bit crazy. Joy 94.9, SNM Fridays with Simon Michael, and you have helped us a lot. You are magic. We know much more about female bears now than we ever did ever before. Especially thank you to Caitlin from Hawthorne, who got us thinking again about the whole female bear. Well, if a bear is like a big bear, like man, like a male bear, wouldn't a female bear be like a teddy? All adorable and huggable until you anger them and they rip your face off. Awesome show. Thank you very much, Caitlin. Interesting indeed.
Do you remember the lady who had that, was it an ape or a monkey or something as a pet?
Oh.
And it ripped her face off?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And she went through all of this reconstruction there, everything on her face,
mm-hmm.
and they sort of put it back together, but nowhere near it.
No.
Mm. That's what I thought of then.
So, but they,
random.
Oh, very random. And then we had, before we had Julian, who told us about his sister.
Mm.
And Julian sent through a photo, and we'll throw that onto our social media page. Go to joy.org.au/SM Fridays at some point after the show, and we'll throw that on there. Thank you to
Julian's
Julian.
Sister's a catch for our lovely lady listeners.
Yes. I'm unsure how to describe her other than the fact that you'll have a lot to pat when you are bored. Before that, we were talking about the Olympic team, but the male and female athletes, the married ones not being able to be together in the same room. And this also even went to some of the, there was a lot of things about gay athletes and things at the same time here. But we're going into that because that's not a show altogether. In fact, probably one of the new shows during the day. But Drew from Cologne sent a message through to onair@joy.org.au. And he said, thanks for the great show, lads. As always, interesting and informative. Now, we'll just stop there for a moment. we don't purport to be an informative show. Whatever we say probably isn't right.
I think Drew's a first-time listener of our
show. Drew, thank you. Please, the more Germans we have listening, the better, I say. Addressing a point you mentioned earlier about the Olympic basketball team, regardless of gender, to be sent as an Australian representative for an Olympic Games, how can you expect the conformity and gender equality of Australian athletes, male and female, when it's segregated from the beginning? These athletes have worked so hard to obtain a position in the Olympic team and should be rewarded equally. Actually, it was more about the flight for the basketball team.
Yes.
The girls and the boys being different, which is very true.
Hmm.
You know, they should all be in the same plane. Hmm. Why are they on two different planes? Unless, of course, they're like going to two different camps to start their training
maybe
or something.
Maybe they weren't flying Qantas. Maybe they're on Etihad or something.
Name dropper. Yes, other airlines, other different airlines. But no, it's also very possible that some of them are going to somewhere else first as well, so they're not on the same flight or the same.
Mm.
So they might be going to another place first before they go on to the village.
Yes,
so that's very possible as well. But it's very true. You know, why would they be on different airlines?
Mm.
Now, Jade, again, we've had this is wonderful. Jade, thank you. Jade has been quickly reading Wikipedia, and in the bear community, there are different variants of men, such as bears, cubs, chubs, lions, otters, and the list goes on, and I know them quite well. And so Jade's guessing a female would be something like a beaver.
I like that.
Excuse me just while I go over here. I'm keeping my laughing in. I don't want to continue laughing for the next 15 minutes because that would be a gem.
Yes.
But thank you, Jade. Yes, beaver, very possible that it could indeed be a beaver. Now,
maybe we should start a beaver club. A beaver nightclub.
There'd be a membership.
A beaver dance party.
No, please don't. I need to keep calm. I can't laugh too loudly. Otherwise, the sound goes funny. And then Julian gave us a call and also had something about the Olympians not being able to sleep with their wives. He said, and this is Julian's opinion, and we will stick with it being Julian's opinion. He said that if wives went to sleep with their husbands, how will the homosexuals be able to sleep with the married men? Now, we're not saying...
Discreetly. That's an easy one.
During the day.
Yes.
There are men's ways. For those of you who also were not sure about the song we just played before we got back onto the bears and the athletes, that was actually a new song by Little Mix. It's an English girl pop group.
Wow.
And it's called Wings.
I really like that.
Now, that hasn't been released in Australia. So
exclusive.
So that's a new one for. And look, yes, they're girl pop English. They probably have, I think they've some come from some sort of manufacturer place, some sort of factory of
China.
Some description. Yeah,
China.
So don't kill us. Don't shoot us. Don't tell us you don't like it, because I was bopping my way around the place.
I think that may make its way onto the Joy playlist.
We just need to get a better version of it, I think. That's all.
No, I like that one. It sounded very Beyonce Run the World.
Oh, no. Oh, we need to get like a more of a sound quality type version.
A Dave or Day remix.
Oh, yeah. Dave or Day could remix.
We're not a fan of Dave or Day or Liam Keegan here at Joy, are we?
Dave or Day could remix Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and it'll be on the daytime playlist in about a week.
True.
Joy 94.9.
Wow, I feel like I need some nipple tassels with that music.
To make sure that you don't have like double-sided tape on them, because I'll just rip the hairs off. It's not good.
So speaking of hair, we've had some amazing response to our female bear question.
Yes, we have.
And we want to say a big thank you to everybody who has messaged in. It's shed a bit of light on a side of the community that we never really knew of.
We've managed to comb through all the information.
All the hair.
All the hair. And find that. So thank you very much for all of your messages and your phone calls to keep us on our toes tonight.
That's right.
It's always better that way. And look, if anything, if you think of any information at all about female bears or beavers or whatever we want to call them, head on over to our program page at joy.org.au/smfridays. We have an email address. You can actually just email us there as well.
That's lovely.
You know, if you wanted to say hello to us during the week. And
big thanks to Graham on front desk.
Yes, who's taking all your phone calls.
Yes, and Matt for reading the news.
Yes.
And stay tuned for DJ Phil with All Mixed Up. But to see tonight's show out, we've got a bit of Ellie Goulding.
Oh, yes.
Now, she played for Kate and Wills at their reception.
At the reception. Oh, yes, the amazing Britannic last
Britannia.
Royal. No, no, I don't want to hear Rule Britannia again. It's enough for today.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. No, please don't press the button. Oh my god.
So that's enough of our Britannia show. That's we will leave you with some Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, please.
No more mental pictures of English muffins.
No more.
And stay tuned again. Stay tuned.
Keep listening.
Come back again.
Keep listening.
Next week at 7 PM for another episode of SNM Fridays.
Yeah, have a lovely week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.